Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I feel like it's like, I don't know, it's like kindergarten, and I'm trying to get everyone to sit in their seats. Chris Vandyhoof from Penn Lincoln Strategies, Eric George, the president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut, joining us here in studio. First of all, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, can I be the first to congratulate you on something? I saw out there in the lobby while we were waiting, you guys have two citations from the mayor of the city of Hartford for great things you guys have done just past July, and happy belated birthday to Morgan.
And Morgan, we'll make sure you can get in with him on the kicker next time he's in. And we also have our Connecticut Broadcasting Association best morning show in Connecticut, as well as the Governor's Prevention Partnership, which is, you know, we've had a good year. But, I mean, the year's over and you got to start anew. Speaking of years, like, what do lobbyists do in the summer, in the off season?
Well, you and
besides
I got a
golf.
Chance to go golfing.
Besides go golfing. Like, what do you do? Like, I mean, do you have to go get new business? Do you get hired and fired by people? Like, what happens?
I mean, I think Chris can talk about the contract lobbyists, but I think a lot of it is hoofing it. You know, you got to make sure that your existing clients re-sign for the next year, and you got to try to bring in new ones. And somebody like me, who's an association, we deal with the agencies. I'm with the Department of Insurance quite a bit. And so it's not quite as glamorous as people put out.
Really? I figured you guys would just be chilling. You got any new clients? Anybody good? You got Celsius?
Celsius High Noon certainly needs some help. No, not right now. You know, it's quiet, right? And you see it on the roads. You see it in town. Like, you know, there's not a ton of people around. I think a lot of vacations. We try to get away a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're starting to head into the, you know, once Labor Day hits, we're back at it, prepping for next session and watching the municipal elections. And it sounds like there's going to be an interesting primary. And
yeah, I can't wait to talk about that today. You know, I don't know about how long you've been doing this for.
11 years.
So, you know, there was written, I don't know if Paz wrote it or who wrote it, that basically spending on lobbyists in Connecticut is every year seems to hit a new record. Why is that?
Because from my point of view, the legislature just gets involved in more and more stuff. And more business stuff.
So, get that a little closer.
So when you have all of these bills coming up that impact your business and possibly whether or not you can even do business, you have to make sure as a business, as a company, that you at least work it in a way that you can continue with your operation. So the legislature has expanded how much it wants to get involved with at a very, you know, detailed, finite level. And that's why I think a lot of, you know, why do people hire lawyers? Because there are problems that need to be fixed. Why do people hire lobbyists? Because there are problems that need to be fixed.
Yeah, I you know, you see it. It's a national trend. So you're seeing the major companies that would used to spend millions and millions of dollars lobbying Washington, D.C., move that money to the states. And it's because state legislatures have to do stuff, and they're only in for a short period of time. The vast majority of the legislatures across the country are in for about 6 months. I mean, Texas, I think, is in for 30 days every other year.
Jeez.
And so when they come in, though, they do stuff. And by and large, state legislators, whether the Republicans or Democrats, conservative or liberal, are there trying to do what's right for their district. And in D.C., as we all know, regardless of who's in charge, there's tons of gridlock. So I think companies are seeing, well, we used to spend $50 million in Washington, D.C. to be impactful with lobbyists. We can spread that $50 million out across 50 states and actually get stuff done.
So go ahead.
You know, Chris makes a good point about the gridlock in D.C. I think some people view that as a problem with D.C. Others might view it as that's the way D.C. was supposed to work. It wasn't just supposed to be passing laws all the time. But some state legislators feel that they have to fill that vacuum. So rather than they'll point to D.C. as being back, you know, gridlock, backlog and all that. And that gives them their justification for some of the legislation.
Just real quick, we're going to talk about everything. We have Game Day Connor coming in 8:20. I want to talk about the first district congressional race. But last quick question on this, and we got to take a break. How are you judged by your clients or your constituents when you don't have any specific legislation or you don't have any specific win or loss in the session? Like, how do you know? Like, you get nervous about not fulfilling the obligations when there's no tangible thing that shows success?
Well, I'm always nervous, just if I'm awake.
You don't strike me a nervous guy, though.
Well, I appreciate that. 20 years of experience, I guess. You know, every client wants something different. Some clients want a bill passed. Some clients want a bill killed. Some clients just want you to monitor and just keep an eye on things and send them bills that come up and legislative reports that come out and press clippings that come out or whatever it might be, just so they know what's happening. Hmm. And then if something breaks, they can say, hey, you know, we need to go work on this or fight that or whatever.
And I think that, you know, from our perspective, there is a grade card. You know, we do see at the end of the year what legislation passed that was a problem, what legislation passed that was a benefit. So there is some actual metrics that you can use to see was a session successful or was a success or a session not successful. And also there's a broader, how is the, from my perspective, representing one industry, how is the industry being, you know, treated in the legislature? And I would argue that we have a better working relationship now with the Department of Insurance than perhaps in some years past and within the legislature too. Obviously it's cyclical, things could change. But there are metrics that you can use.
All right, welcome back. We're in studio with Eric George from the Insurance Association of Connecticut, Chris Vandio from Penn Lincoln Strategies. It was funny, like Matt, even behind the glass, like it was like quiet as everyone, you guys just woofed that food. Like,
was there food here?
I mean, everybody's done?
Oh, yeah.
Are you done too, Dan? Okay. Dan Tapper from Sullivan Lachine's here as well. You guys are fast.
Thank you for breakfast, Brian.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I tend to, even though I'm poor as a pauper paying for college, I can't be bought. I can't have special interests. I will not be compromised. I respect, special interests.
I respect your integrity.
I didn't try hard. Like, I was willing to let you.
It was the
tapper.
It's like, oh, I got it. Yeah, it's fine.
I conveniently didn't bring cash.
Yeah. I never have cash. I stole some from my daughter this morning. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. I want to get into politics. I want to get into governor stuff and the first congressional district. We don't have as much time here, so I'm going to save it for 8:50. I do want to talk about your business for a second. We talked a little off mic. I want you to explain to people and why inflation or an inflationary trend impacts the insurance industry.
So I think one thing we have to keep in mind is what is insurance providing you? Insurance is providing you the ability to be whole after an accident. And in the instances where we're usually talking about in property and casualty, you're talking about product. Your house was damaged, your car was damaged, something physical was damaged. So in order to make you whole, that has to be repaired. That has to be fixed or it has to be replaced. So when inflation impacts the supply chain and when inflation raises the cost of goods, it raises the cost of what comprises the cost of insurance.
So, I mean, just a layperson, if a car is more expensive than it used to be, if it's worth $10,000 more, then insuring it is more.
It is more, and also repairing it is more. Also, the technology that we have all come to rely on, we don't even want it anymore, now we need it, is very expensive. The precious metals that go into, yes, electric cars, but also other vehicles with catalytic converters and such, they are all cost more. And when you have supply chain disruption that could slow things down, then you have delayed repairs and delayed replacement.
What's your most annoying insurance? So you got homeowners, you got car, I got to have flood, and there's health, which includes dental and vision. What's the most annoying insurance? Like you pay it, you're like, oh God, why do I have to pay this?
There are no annoying insurances.
Are you saying that just because you're friends with him?
Yes.
I had to laugh off mic. Listen, I think, you know, everybody can be
for
annoyed.
For me, it's car. Okay. Car is the most annoying
insurance.
Yeah,
but insurance. Car you need the most.
I was going to say, here's the thing. When you go into the grocery store, do you get annoyed?
My insurance last 5 years pays for my car.
So when you go into the grocery store and you buy your daughter half gallon of milk, part of you should be annoyed about the cost of that half gallon of milk. When you go to the movie theater and you decide, I'm not going to see the first showing, I'm going to see the second showing and it's $6 more, you should be annoyed that you're paying a VIG of $6 to watch it at a time of day that's more convenient for you. Insurance is one of those things, and I think this is why people potentially could get frustrated, is that it's a necessity, and some people feel like they don't need it until you do.
No, I get that.
Until you do, and then everything, if you think about it from a big perspective, makes sense, because you have to have provided that premium. Everybody has to have provided that premium so that there is the capital out there to pay the claim. So your auto insurance, and I hope that you have a clear driving record from here on out. I never want anything bad to happen to Brian. But if something, God forbid, does, and that insurance policy comes in to take care of any injury that you sustained, or the repair to your car, or if it's a period of time and actually your rental car, you're going to be so happy that you were annoyed to pay that insurance.
I'd just like to point out on behalf of the Connecticut Farm Bureau that milk is established by a global commodities market, the price of that, and it is not comparable to your car insurance
Thank
rates.
You for the disclaimer.
No problem.
It's the only thing I could think of, Mr. Vandehoof.
It's funny. We're here with Eric George, president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut, and Chris Vandehoof from Penn Lincoln Strategies. You don't have to divulge your party affiliation, so don't worry about it. But my first question is from you, if you could look at this, and if you're not comfortable, then fine. But when you look at the national landscape before we get to the first district, what do you think is wrong with the Democratic Party?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great question. I think there's two things. One, I think that Donald Trump is an incredibly effective PR person. He's the best ever. You go back to Obama being president and Obamacare becomes the law. When they polled that, like 32% of the people supported Obamacare. When they polled it as the Affordable Care Act, 78% of it.
Yeah.
Right. And so the messaging for Democrats taking their victory lap has always been poor. It just is. And, you know, Luke this morning did a good job of talking about that. The Biden administration passes the biggest infrastructure bill since probably Roosevelt, and nobody knows about it. Part of it is because what he referenced of the loopholes and the red tape to get stuff built. But Democrats have always struggled about.
So you're saying they do good things, but they don't market it well.
Correct.
Okay.
It's precisely what I was going to say. I think that under Donald Trump, the message from the Republicans has been clear and succinct, whether or not you agree with it. And the message from the Democrats has been multifaceted. Too many messages, too much confusion. If you go to a rally, a protest against the president, there's not just one message being said. There's 15 messages being said. Whatever issue you care about or that person cares about is what they're talking about. And when you have that many messages, you have zero messages.
Yeah, I think the problems are bigger than that. I think that it's considered an elitist institution now. And I think that there's a lane to be had. I've said this with Luke, and I'll say it again. I think that the tax cut and all the draconian cuts to stuff like Medicaid, if it was marketed and the effort was to balance the budget or reduce the debt, I think a lot of Americans can get behind it. I think the Democrats have a lane they're not even looking at. I think they need to look at the institutions and say, maybe we can do government more efficient. Maybe they can have that lane. So I think that the infrastructure bill did a lot of great things for a lot of places in this country, but I think it's more than marketing. I think it's a lack of self-awareness of acknowledging the flaws in some of the institutions that they've been so gung-ho about for decades. And so I think Bronin has a little bit of that in his message. And so I was interested in that. Now, John Larson has never been primaried. He now has three people primarying him, although they have to make the signatures and do all this stuff. So I don't think they're all three going to make it. And I don't know if Jillian Gilchrist is going to run, and you know her. I don't. What do you think of this? Is this all this Mamdani stuff coming out of New York, or why is this happening?
Yeah, the New York stuff is probably part of it. I mean, there's certainly a push from the left side of the Democratic Party to start getting more liberal policies engaged. As far as Luke's concerned, you know, Luke is a super talented guy, and I think that, you know, Luke wants to continue having a voice, and it's difficult to do that if you're not the mayor anymore, right? And so it appears that the governor's probably running for re-election, although he hasn't announced yet.
Right.
And so primarying the governor is virtually impossible. You know, and Congressman Larson has been there for a long time. But at the same token, you know, it feels a little bit that Luke's attempting to create his own opportunity here, where I'm not sure that the opportunity exists now, where it may exist in 2 or 4 years. And so it'll be very interesting to see how the party, whether it rallies around Congressman Larson or not. Or
wait, so is it an admitted thing that, say, he runs a valiant race and doesn't win, then in 2 years when Larson, assume he retires, then Bronin's there? I mean, he would never say that, but is that partially what you mean?
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, I think across the state, we have a large swath of members of Congress, especially in the House, that have been there for a long time, Johanna Hayes being the exception, right? Yep. And so as people age and retire, there's going to be a load of younger, potentially more liberal members of the Democratic Party who are in the state legislature, former mayors, whatever it might be, that are ready to run for these seats now. And I think what we've seen with what Luke is doing is it stirred the hornet's nest a little bit. I don't know if Jillian's going to get in or not. Jillian is equally as talented as Luke, I think. But it isn't just going to be Luke versus Congressman Larson. It is potentially a 4 or 5 or 6 way right. primary, right? Right? I mean,
well, the first CD, which hurts the challengers
for sure. Yeah. And the first CD, you got to remember, isn't just the Hartford area. It goes all the way north over to New Hartford and down into the north part of Torrington. I mean, this district is really a wide variety of political subsections.
And I think what Luke and Jillian, if she decides, and others are going to have to contend with is the name recognition chasm that they do have with going up against Larson. Everybody knows who Larson is. And the first CD has known him for decades. You getting over that is going to be very difficult. And I think that is going to have a huge part of this. Do people know who Luke is?
Yeah. And it's fascinating because I have a good relationship with Congressman Larson, and I think he's a good public servant, but I think he is vulnerable because he touts the money he brings to the district, but what congressman doesn't bring money to their district? And his signature issue has not had any movement. Social Security. I mean, it's still a massive problem. And I think when we're honest about it, I mean, and I really enjoy my time and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, but I do think there is a vulnerability there. I don't know if Bronin's the answer or Ruth Fortune or Jack Perry or Jillian Gilchrist is the answer.
I think there's a vulnerability there for people who pay attention. And I think most voters, I'm going to say something rather cynical,
right.
Don't.
Right. And they see a lawn sign and they say,
that's
remember
what
him.
They do. Yeah, yeah. And they know the name Larson. And the question is, can they learn the name Bronin? Can they learn the name Gilchrist? They don't think about, if you asked 90%, if you did a poll, 90% of the voters will not be able to tell you what Larson's signature issue is.
Yep. Fazio and Stewart, any thoughts on, even if it's a losing proposition, it's really going to be about posturing for the next one anyway, if Ryan gets in. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's the primary race to watch, right? I mean, if it's one versus one, Aaron Stewart versus Ryan Fazio, I mean, you know, it's exciting for the Republican Party in Connecticut, right? You have two younger, thoughtful, generally moderate people. I think they both align with the politics of our state on a whole, and they're both extremely talented. And as a Democrat, I get to sit back and watch that race, and they're both great, and they're friends, and I'm excited to see what happens. I don't know if Ryan's going to do it or not.
I'd like to see him
do it. I'd like to see him do it, too. Yeah. I think it would be great.
I can't vote in a primary because I'm unaffiliated.
Me too.
But I will say this. Those are two of the most exciting young Republicans that we have out there, both very smart, very talented. The question's going to be with how the Republican Party in Connecticut has gone pretty hard right. How do they
have to.
They're going to have to pander to that base. And then how do they backpedal away from that
in
the
general? Yeah. That's really good points. I have a good relationship with Lamont, too, from a media perspective. I wish he didn't run because I think it would be so much fun to have an open race on both sides, right? And I have to wait 4 more years for that, potentially, because obviously it's not a shoo-in to assume he wins. But I appreciate you guys coming in. It's great to see you guys, and I'm glad you're doing well and having a good summer.
Yeah.
Chris Vandy Hoof from Penn Lincoln Strategies and Eric George, of course. I'm on the wrong page here. I don't want to get these wrong, right? It's the Assurance Association of Connecticut. He is the president. Have a great summer.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.